In last week's gospel passage from St. Mark, we heard the call of the first disciples. And today, those new disciples are with Jesus on the Sabbath, as Jesus entered the synagogue in Capernaum and taught. While Mark does not record what Jesus taught at this particular time, Mark does tell us of the reaction to it. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not like the scribes. This moment was followed by Jesus' expulsion of an unclean spirit from a man. Once more, the people are affected. They are amazed and question one another as to what is this? Riding in a community suffering under the oppressive regime and power of Imperial Rome, Mark is encouraging his listeners and us by reminding them of Jesus' power and his promises. We too are challenged by a society, a world that has in many ways rejected God's truth and his love. We too need encouragement, wisdom, and courage. Our gospel serves to remind us that Jesus is the Holy One who liberates us from the power of evil and the one who acts with compassion. St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians today can be of help in this as well when he writes, "Brothers and sisters, I should like you to be free of all anxieties." Most of us would agree with Paul. It would be nice to be free of all anxieties. Writing for a community that expected the second coming of Jesus to be at almost any time, Paul is communicating a message of hope. He is telling the Corinthians that circumstances and conditions of this earthly existence, being married or unmarried in this case, are important, but they are of less significance than the new life that we are all called to live in Christ Jesus our Lord. In other words, Paul is reinforcing for them, and therefore for us, the transitory, passing nature of our life on this earth. And as such, our state in earthly life should be of less concern to us than our state in the heavenly kingdom. Wherever we find ourselves, we are called to answer God's call. Paul's message of hope, along with Mark's encouraging message of Jesus' power and promises, are a reminder that the Holy One of God has freed us from the death and sin, that the difficulties and trials of this life are, in the end, overcome. We have certainty that with faith in the risen Lord Jesus, we are destined for an eternity with him, for he is our God, and we are the people he shepherds, the sheep he cares for, loves, and guides, the ones for whom he gave his life on the cross for the salvation of us all. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.